Phoenix Police Chief Jerry Williams is moving 169 officers to patrol duty. It's an effort to make up for a shortage in that area. The head of one police union has called the situation a staffing crisis. For more on what the move means and what kind of impact it may have on officers and the public, I'm joined by Sean Mattson, president of the Phoenix Police Sergeants and Lieutenants Association. And Sean, what do you make of Chief Williams' decision to reassign a number of officers to patrol?
Well, I think first it's important to understand the why we're here. And one of the reasons why we're here is because back in, I think it was 2007, we were at our largest manpower size in Phoenix Police Department's history. And when we had so many officers that were available, we were able to create all these little bells and whistles details that had maybe overlapping missions or very narrow scope missions. And then over time, and you know, the financial collapse in 2008, we've depleted so much that we still have those bells and whistles details that we're trying to staff. And it's hard to do that without draining from patrol. So the chief, the new chief, has determined that, you know, our core function is to put bodies back into the street. And in doing so, you're going to have to drain from those bells and whistles details.
Well, in your mind, is this the best and maybe most efficient way to deal with that issue? I mean, are there other things that you think the department could be doing to get more officers on the streets?
Well, you know, there's always several things that you can do. But the two biggest things to do is either the physical body or pay for the overtime. And our overtime bill has gone astronomical. But what's more important than that is the fatigue it's caused on personnel that have been pulling 16-hour days, 6 days a week, trying to keep the staffing levels on the street up there.
The city's been talking for a little while now about trying to hire more officers, get back to some of the staffing levels of before the Great Recession. Do you get the sense that that's happening at an appropriate pace?
Well, that's a delicate balance. It'd be great to hire 600 people overnight to get us back to where our staffing was. That'd be awesome. The problem is that comes with that is the fact that you end up not getting the cream of the crop that successfully tests to become officers. And then when you don't get the cream of the crop, that's when you start seeing, you know, some of that residual misconduct issues down the road. Hiring in a rush is dangerous, and I would not support that because I want to make sure that we have the best of the best responding to those calls to service.
It sounds like, and please correct me if I'm wrong, that your take on all of this is that this is not an ideal situation. It's not necessarily a situation that you love, but given the reality and given the current circumstances of where the Phoenix Police Department is, it's something that is necessary to do. Is that a fair assessment of how you think about this?
And that, sir, is why you talk for a living and I don't. That is well said. I think that it's going to frustrate a lot of folks. Change is never met with a warm embrace. And so especially the folks this is going to be impacting, you know, citizens and employees alike. Hopefully services aren't diminished that much. They just won't be as specialized as they were before.
For the officers that will be shifting to patrol beats, are there particular skills that maybe they had when they were doing that originally that maybe have, you know, atrophied over time or gone out of practice by not using them? I mean, are the officers sort of equipped to be doing what they will be asked to do now?
Well, that's a good point. You know, I know that when I went back to the street after serving a few years in Homeland Defense Bureau, technology changed. And that's true today. I think that the processes don't really change. It's the technologies that support those processes that change. But the other side of that coin is that they're taking their experiences to the street, where that's pretty much the young side of our force. So they're going to be gaining, you know, detectives and folks that are specialized in investigating specific crimes out riding alongside them. So with the learning curve that needs to happen with technologies, you're also going to get the experience, you know, with the having worked in specialized details for so long.
What are you hearing from your members? What are you hearing from some of the officers who are going to be affected by this?
I think you get two different responses. I think that if you ask anybody, you know, the honest question, does something like this need to happen? I think if they were to give you an honest reply, they would say yes. But what ends up happening is folks that are specifically impacted as an individual, it's a don't move my cheese scenario. I mean, they don't want their world to change at all. they think the change needs to happen, just not specifically to them. I think what's more concerning is the civilians' take on it. And the citizenry have relied heavily on maybe a specific detail that's not going to happen. They're going to have to rely on patrol officers that they don't have those relationships with. I think that's a larger concern that needs to be addressed, and it needs to be explained to the citizens that this is a temporary fix right now, and we have to do it because our core focus is responding and investigating calls to service.
Sean Mattson is president of the Phoenix Police Sergeants and Lieutenants Association. We talked about Phoenix Police hiring more officers. City Manager Ed Zerker says the agency is working on it.
The department is in full hiring mode, and we are up. We're at 2,866 officers, which is over 125 officers more than we had about 18 months ago. So that's good news. We're on a path to get to 3,100 plus officers, but it's going to take us a while to get there within our resources.
Zerker says making sure the city's patrol beats are fully staffed is an important goal and the essence of Chief Williams' move, but he understands the concerns about moving officers around.
Certainly, when people are not doing what they used to do before, that's going to be missed. But I think the main point is that the fundamental mission of the police department is the patrol function and responding to the community's calls for service and being out there and visible in the community.
Phoenix City Manager Ed Zerker on Police Chief Jerry Williams' decision to move 169 officers to patrol duty.